along the Cotswold Canals. Welcome to Hope Mill, one of the places on the Canals Trail. This is one of a series of recordings made by local people, which you can listen to at different places along the Cotswold Canals.
In front of you, you will see a red brick house with an old chimney stack on the side. This used to be the site of Edwin Clark's boat building firm at Hope Mill. Edwin died in 1896 when he was only 31, but he had already gained a reputation for building steamboats that were sent all over the world, as Colin Rudland explains.
Some of them, very interestingly, went to Africa. Some of them were in kit form and were backpacked up to places like Lake Victoria to be used by missions and these sorts of people. So they would be reassembled in Central Africa from very many backpacks which the native people had brought up. It would be assembled by engineers, and the stories are horrendous of the deaths. The engineers would all die in some cases, leaving the locals to put the boats together.
After Edwin Clark's death, the company became Abdella and Mitchell. It's thought that this company built one of Hollywood's most famous boats. Mike Ayland takes up the story.
Those boats went all over the world. South America, Africa, and of course the most famous of them is the boat that starred in The African Queen, which apparently is somewhere in Florida at the moment and is up for a restoration project to be brought back into being and hopefully back to the UK. I have actually seen her. One year in the 1970s, she was the star attraction at the Euroscope boat show.
Further along the canal, if you're heading towards Stroud, you'll come to Ham Mill. Both of these locks have been renovated by canal volunteers. Bill Evel describes what they discovered one lunchtime.
The lads found something that had been dropped from a plane, ammunition, like a small grenade. I'd gone to lunch, came back, and they said, "Oh, you missed all the excitement." And they told me that basically they'd found this 8-inch canister about 2.5 inches in diameter. Don't know what it was, and so say been playing catch with it. And an elderly gentleman had been walking down the towpath and more or less hit the deck, very worried, and I'd asked them, did they realise what it was? And of course, no. And the story goes that it was live ammunition. The police called Hereford bomb disposal people and they had to come and take it away.
There's an area sort of where there's sort of fishing ramps in summer especially, or when the fishing season on. There's a lot of people out there with their long rods. If you're a runner, they make you steeplechase over their rods in a very amusing way. It's good fun.
This area is popular with fishermen who make use of small fishing pegs. Chris Belodis sometimes runs along the canal path and describes how these fishermen entertain themselves.
Thank you for listening. Other recordings are available along the towpath or can be downloaded on our website at www.alongthecotswoldcanal.co.uk.